someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he, what, hated the place. He
just doesn't like that place, or he hates it, don't he?
Do you ever say he purely hated it or plumb hated it?
I've heard that terminology.
What have you heard, can you say?
I just plumb hate that place, you know.
Is that something you say?
No, I don't believe that.
You say it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was...
real cold.
Hmm?
Real cold.
Okay, and if something's more than just good, you say it's... what good? Using the same word.
It's better than snuff. I mean, I've used that expression, but I mean, basically I'd say it's just real delicious, or I just love watermelon, or, you know.
Okay. And if a man was hammering and hit his thumb, what exclamations might he have?
A multitude of them.
What would you probably say?
I just hit my thumb. Some people will use curse words.
Do you?
No.
What would you say if someone...
my vocabulary is weak enough without adding them to it.
What would you say if someone told you something that surprised you? What exclamations do you have?
I just can't believe that. Are you sure?
Okay. And if you had done something stupid and you just realized it, what exclamations might you have?
Well, I have on occasion said, well... if my wife friend, I said, you told me I was an idiot, and I proved it now, or something like that.
And if someone said something kind of shocking, and you sort of resented them saying it, you'd say, why, the very...
no idea.
Okay. And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd tell them, well, I hope y'all come back.
Come back soon, or we'd be glad to have you.
Well, I hope I get to see you.
Again, I hope we get to see you again. Or sometimes I've heard people say, y'all come back now, you know. That.
If someone had done you a favor, you might say, thank you, I'm much
obliged.
And you'd say, that wasn't an accident, he did that
deliberately or on purpose.
Huh?
Deliberately or on purpose.
Okay. And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
pull it up or hoist it.
Okay. And you get someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on it. You say, go ahead and...
try it on or put it on your wrist.
Hmm?
Try it on or put it on your wrist.
Okay. And you say, you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier, and now the road's all...
torn up or impassable.
Okay. And how would you greet someone on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Any other greetings?
Happy holidays.
You ever heard people say Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah. That's quite... the older people do that a lot.
How do they say that?
Just Christmas gift, just plain, you know. And they say you shake hands with you, black and white will do it, you know.
Do they expect you to give them something then?
I hate to disappoint them. I'm sure the old tradition was that, you know, kind of supposed to give them something.
Do you?
I'm not a great believer in Christmas gifts. They're limited at our house. It's just a tradition, really.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone on the 1st of January? You'd tell them?
Happy New Year.
And Jesus said, I'm with you
always, even unto the end of the world.